Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Home for the NBA Finals, World Series, and college football's national championship. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
.904 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Gary Kubiak was on with the boys yesterday. And
who is the boys? Give them credit. Okay. The Killer Bees can't be the boys?
Well, I don't know. It was the Wheelhouse. Yeah. Gary Kubiak was on there. And Gary Kubiak, greatest Texans coach ever. No. You can't. No. Shut up. You're not going to say
Who's got the most division titles?
I don't care about division titles. Gary Kubiak was the best.
What do you even do? I don't want to demean you, but what do you do? I don't know what you do for a living, John. Well, none of us do, Coach. I know he drinks Coors Lights and plays golf. I know that.
He does that. Poker, too. You forgot that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you even do?
Thank you. Gary Cooper.
Second best quarterback.
I'm interested.
Second
in
best
this.
Head coach in Texans history.
What? Okay. Gary Kubiak said, he asked him, what's his favorite memory? What do you think he's going to say? Did you hear this yet?
Haven't heard it.
Okay, so what do you think he's going to say? His favorite memory is the Texans coach.
It's either going to be his first game, because that was his first head coaching job. So it's either going to be his first game as Texans head coach. It will be...
I'm going to say it's that Cincinnati game where they made the playoffs for the
you
first
think
time
it's
ever.
Specific?
Yeah.
See, I think it's going to be more general. If it's specific, the J.J. Watt interception for the touchdown...
No, I
in
think
that playoff
it's the
game
T.J.
against Cincinnati?
Yates beating Cincinnati to go to the playoffs for the first time.
Wait. Oh, that was the first playoff.
First time.
You think it's going to be that?
Yep.
Was it Cincinnati or Atlanta?
It was Cincinnati.
It was?
Yep.
And then
he hit
the playoff win.
He hit the white wide receiver in the back of the end zone.
David Anderson.
No.
Kevin Walter. No. Is Kevin Walter still there in 11?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was. That was Kevin Walter Dre Dennis.
Yeah, the white guy. I remember
you think that's what it's going to be?
Yep. I don't know. I haven't heard it. But
okay.
What do you think
if it's
going to
be? If it's specific, I think it's... There was a win that Matt Schaub played great in Denver.
Oh,
where he got his ear blood.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub, for one brief second, looked like the toughest quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
That's a long shot, but that's one of my most memorable moments for Gary Kubiak because they beat the crap out of, if I remember correctly, they beat the crap out of Denver.
Well, and it could be your Cincinnati J.J. Watt. That was their first playoff win. Let's hear it. What is it?
You know, the day we beat Cincinnati in that first playoff game, you know, I'll just never forget how loud that place was. I mean, football coming back to the city, battling through being an expansion football team, trying to find success, trying to find a standard of play and become relevant in the National Football League. And all of a sudden, you know, that day, you know, I remember Arian going down the sidelines when we took like a 14-point lead with 5 minutes left. And, you know, I think at that moment you just felt like, damn, a lot of hard work is paying off and good football is back in Houston. So I'll always remember that.
Good football was a brief stay.
Yeah.
It was a brief 2-year stay, good football being back. 13 was the 2-win season, but I don't know. I really like Gary. I like his demeanor. I like his fairness. I like there's some things coaching wise where I thought, you know, he wasn't
great
at
with
creating,
the red flag.
No, I wasn't great with the red flag. Wasn't great with making adjustments when teams did some things to him, like bear fronts that the Giants showed him, and he couldn't run. They struggled to run the ball after that. But I like the man. I like the offense that I saw, the concepts at least. It could be way inconsistent from half to half. I love the fact that he gave the Texans a bully running game that with Arian Foster and the offensive line where you really had something to be proud of, that they could really stick it to you. I don't know. I had good feelings about the Texans those 2 years. It always felt a little hollow with O'Brien. You had nothing from, obviously, Dom Capers. There was not, I mean, there were some moments, yeah. But Dom was kind of just a very quiet, and Gary was very, very quiet, too.
Yeah.
But I still like Gary.
I just miss Bill O'Brien and his demeanor.
Yeah.
And his fairness and his, I just think, you know, just the way he went about everything. I miss Bill O'Brien.
I think that building does, too. Yeah. You know, he treated people so well.
Yeah.
One of the things I always heard about Bill O'Brien is this guy is makes you happy to come to work.
Yeah.
Like, you like being in the building with Bill O'Brien.
I can't wait to get there.
Like, and when you see him coming, you don't duck away and try to find a door to walk into. You're not on eggshells. You're like, what amazing thing.
You don't try to avoid him at every cost.
You don't try to avoid him. You say, what amazing experience am I about to have?
Right.
And, so, yeah, I can imagine there's lots of people in that building who are really sad that Bill O'Brien and his level of energy and excitement
that
he brought. He brought a lot of...
enthusiasm.
Yeah, he was he was energetic with some of the... when he would talk. And he had... You know, that's what I like about him, too. Unpredictable, colorful language.
Yes.
About anyone at any time.
Flowery, I like to call it.
See, I was just going to say unpredictable, more than flowery.
Okay, I thought it was flowery.
Yeah, I think with Gary Kubiak, you knew where you stood with Gary. It's like having a bipolar partner, almost, that you just like, I'm just not sure where this day is going to go. Oh, well, I could assume, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I had some issues with number one. But yeah, were you just like, if you ever had a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, where you realized... Oh, any given day, you just never knew where you're going to stand. Could have been your own dad, your mom. Could have been that. If you've ever had a relationship like that, you've been in an interpersonal relationship where you didn't know what the day was going to hold for you and how they were going to, if they were going to be happy or unhappy. Maybe it's somebody you've worked with in the past. Where all of a sudden, that's how Bill O'Brien was. People who work with the Texans literally didn't know if they would be screamed at and maligned on a personal level. Or if he was just going to be, it would be a regular day. You never knew.
No.
Gary Kubiak.
Those are the worst.
They're the worst people. Across the board, Gary Kubiak.
Level.
Same dude every single day.
Yeah. He wasn't thrilled with me because I always ask I like to ask the tougher questions. He wasn't really thrilled with me.
Yeah.
I asked him once.
Better than Barry Warner would ask him questions. Gary. Like, what's up, Barry?
Gary Joseph Kubiak. Can I ask you a question? Yes. Barry, go ahead. No, I asked him.
Steve
McKinney told me, Kubiak says, hey, can you tell him to stop asking why you're not starting?
How about this? I did research during our show one time, and I'm looking, and it's about first play. Like, it's the first play is always a pass.
Yeah.
And it's about self-scouting and tendencies.
Right.
And I told you, and you asked him that question at the thing, and his answer was, well, how do you know that? Like, we went through. He goes, well, am I just supposed to believe you? And like, do you really? Have y'all really not self-scouted?
Yeah.
You got to self-scout your own tendencies.
That was another question I asked him was, he said, and we go through at the end of the year and we, you know, evaluate. And I said, well, who evaluates you? That wasn't a great question.
That's a fair question.
It is a fair question. And he said, Bob McNair. And I was like, Bob McNair don't know what to tell.
How would you like to say the answer now?
You?
Who evaluates you now? Obviously, Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
And Cal. And Cal, for whatever reason, it seems like Cal's always on the same side as Jack.
Cal evaluating a head coach. The hot dogs were good. What? No, it's not that. Why you asked about.
Remember that time we were told that Cal got rid of Brian Gain because he just didn't think he was doing a good job. I mean, the funniest trick that the devil Jack Easterby ever tried to play in Bill O'Brien was making us believe that Cal McNair went through
evaluated.
And he even used a phrase with us in the media. He used that phrase. He did a deep dive.
Yeah.
The biggest, that's the greatest trick that, that Jack ever tried to play on us, that Cal did a deep dive into Brian Gain after a year and determined that he was not set up for success and capable of doing his job. I can't, the balls to try to play that, to work that through me. All those other media goblins just went, gop, 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 gop. Oh, that's delicious. Thanks for having beer with us, guys. This is amazing. OB and Jack, it's great to be here. Thanks for the queso. And I'm like, you dumbasses, are y'all believing anything? Only two people in the media that I knew of were in there going, wait, what? It was Jerome Solomon and Aaron Wilson, because Aaron knew where the bodies were buried, and Jerome has been around too long to buy into that nonsense. All these other guys like, oh, we're just having a good old time with Bill O'Brien. And I'm sitting there stewing. Just can't believe the lies that are being told to everybody and how just – you know, well, Cal, you know, I was, and Bill O'Brien was asking about Brian Gain. No, Jack can tell you, I wasn't involved with, I don't even know any of that stuff. And Jack, here's how it went down. Cal, had nothing to do with us. Cal did a deep dive after the year with a set of criteria that he was looking at.
And deep dive.
And he made the determination that Brian Gain, you know, should be killed, and then we take over. Yeah. It wasn't us. That was Cal.
Mm-hmm.
That was Cal. Did a deep dive, and he's, you know, Cal is a very astute businessman, and you know, and it was his determination that he wasn't the right guy for the job. Like, and I'm looking around, like, are y'all? Is this? You know, Cal's been Cal for a while now. It's not like just right now we know who Cal is. We've always known who Cal is. We've always had that feeling on Cal. I'm looking around the room at other media members, I'm like, none of you guys, this is okay with you? That Jack is telling you that Brian Gain, the general manager, got fired because Cal did a deep dive? None of you are smirking or at least side-eyeing to, like, look at other people to say, can you believe Jack just tried to pull that in front of us? Nope, they were too busy stuffing their mouths with empanadas and cheese dip. I mean, I was too, but I was cynical. I'm like, oh, that's a bunch of bull. I mean, I was stuffed. Look, I was also stuffing my face, but I was stuffing my face in a very cynical manner.
David asked a good question. We'll try to answer on the other side. Who evaluates you two? That's a good question. We'll try to figure it out. Right, well, now, though,
Dell did, but that was wasn't his job.
Oh, no, but he did.
Wasn't his job.
Did that every day, like an a-hole.
And he still does that. Like, Aaron just lets us do our job.
Yeah.
Dell tried to be judgmental.
That's like Dell sucks.
That's why you get kicked to the Freds.
Yeah. That's what he's one of the three Freds now. How about that? Time to talk. Right?
He likes that. He likes.
He does. He loves that.
He likes this new bit we do.
Right now we're talking about HR&P. Hey, they bring you Dana Holgorsen. That's Mike Holly, a U of H guy. He's going to be out there. I guarantee you, Mike Holly will be out at the football game on Friday night because Mike Holly loves his Cougs. He played for the Cougs, and you know what? Neither here nor there, business wise. But if you're a Coug, support Cougs, okay? If you're not a Coug, support Mike Holly, because Mike Holly has a business that is, here's the deal, is he has a wonderful business plan. The business plan is, let's bring everybody payroll at the, technologically, if you go to their office, it's on the Beltway, it is unbelievable the technology that they have and the expertise that they have. It's not only just the payroll, it's not only just the HR, which they're experts in both of those, but the Affordable Care Act as well. There are companies that call them that aren't even clients of theirs to ask them questions about the Affordable Care Act. They are the best. And if you are having any issues whatsoever with your payroll company, your HR company, you need this company because it's awesome. It's locally owned and operated and wonderful. It's HRNP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Rolando wants to get in here. He's been waiting to talk a little UFC and some boxing. Rolando, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I want to talk about some UFC and boxing. On the boxing side, what do y'all think about Canelo jumping up to cruiserweight? a little bit risky, too much weight of gain, or what?
His body type. I saw he wants to do this at 5 weight classes now, yeah. Which I'm all for. At this point of stage of his career, right now he's just kind of trying to find different ways to alter and improve his overall legacy. So I mean, I'm cool with it. For me, Rolando, I think it's too much weight. I don't know that he can naturally carry that weight effectively and still maintain enough power to take on a natural cruiser. So I think it feels like a little bit of a reach or stretch for him, but I mean, I kind of get it. I understand that he's just trying to find new things, like I said, to new challenges in his career. He's been around for a while, so why not find something new? But boy, I've really questioned whether or not he'll have enough punching power for a true cruiserweight.
Right, true. And on the UFC side, I just want to know who y'all got on this next pay per view. With I know John from Louisiana, Dustin Poirier, his boy from last year is fighting. So I have a feeling he might be going for Dustin Poirier. But I just want to know y'all opinion with Dustin Poirier and Charles Oliveira and the GOAT Amanda Nunes. Thank y'all. Have a great day.
Still like Amanda, obviously a great deal. I like Poirier in this one. I'm really waiting to see Poirier Gaethje. I want to see that one jump off. That's the one I'm waiting to see. And I know there's some discussions between those two, but I think that the one thing with Poirier, I remember watching Poirier when he was just a guy who was coming up and was kind of a good quality fighter from Louisiana, but he had some losses under his belt. And then all of a sudden something happened with Poirier where he just found who he was going to be in the UFC and became, he was always a really, really tough guy, but just became a completely different, not a completely different fighter. He just became a more confident fighter and was better at executing all the way through every round, as opposed to doing what he wanted to in early rounds and being taken out of fights. I think Poirier has become so much fun to watch. He doesn't fear anyone. Every fighter respects him a great deal. Like, it didn't turn into nonsense when Poirier's fighting as much when guys show him the respect. But I really want to see Poirier Gaethje. I mean, that's the fight to me. Both those guys are true punchers with punching power. They're both skilled, but man, they have some heavy hands too. I'm really interested to watch that one jump off.
I don't know. I don't watch too much MMA, so I'm gonna go with Poirier.
You like the way his name is pronounced?
Yeah. It's from Lafayette.
I got you.
Go win. Okay, let's go. He's one of my guys.
Find the odds.
I'm sure you can do that on my bookie.
Yeah,
I'm sure
you can find.
As a matter of fact, I was just looking at some. I was just looking at some lines. The Patriots out the Falcons tomorrow night. What do you think that line is?
The Patriots Falcons?
Yeah, at the Falcons tomorrow night. Cordero might not play.
Probably Patriots by like 3.
How about 7? That seems like a lot. That seems like it's a
that would
very...
make, that would make the Patriots a 13-point favorite at home against the Falcons. That doesn't seem right. It seems like 9.5. You subtract, you
Thursday night home dog.
You flip it 6 points and you get to 3.5. Yeah, I don't understand. Is there another injury in that one that we're not accounting for? I mean, obviously Calvin Ridley's still out.
Calvin Ridley, but Cordarrelle is possibly out.
Well, so it's basically two wide receivers. You've lost wide receiver number one and
running back one.
Wide receiver number two and running back number one, yeah.
Oh, so that's interesting. How about the Bengals?
Still seems like too many
Bengals
points.
At the Raiders on Sunday.
I have not looked that's at the pro game. Bengals. Oh, yeah, I like the Bengals in that one. That's a really close one, too. That's like, isn't it one?
Pick.
Yeah. I think the Raiders are now in their free fall. I think the Bengals come back and get back. I mean, if you're Cincinnati, Cleveland's lost 4 in a row. The Ravens, finally it caught up with them. Their luck ran out on them. The Steelers don't feel it. The Steelers just tied Detroit at home. Why not us? If I'm Cincinnati, I'd be saying, why not us? Why can't we win this division?
Pittsburgh is off the board because Ben is not. It would, they still don't know what's going on with Ben, so they don't have a number.
Oh, he's
up
just
there.
Not that good anymore.
Well, that too.
Oh, you mean like specifically?
Right. He might.
Oh,
not
okay.
Play.
I thought you meant like they don't know what's wrong with Ben, and I was going to tell you, yeah, he's not that good.
Okay. No, that's
is not, that what you meant?
No. He's still hurt. Cowboys at Chiefs, the game of the weekend. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a. I'll tell you what it should be. It should be KC 3.
It's KC
right?
2.5.
Oh, okay. Then that's the real number.
Yeah.
It should be basically. You know, if you went just by the numbers, just by how those two teams were played, maybe KC's 1. Maybe. If you went by the numbers, maybe their pick.
The only real bad game the Cowboys had was the Bronco game.
And it was terrible, and it was recently. But here's the thing. No matter what, they're not letting you get KC. That's as low as they could let KC go at home, 2.5.
Yeah. It'll there'll be plenty of Cowboy action.
Oh, I've already got over in that one.
Yeah.
It's like 55, I think.
It is 56.
Yeah. I don't see Kansas City stopping Dallas, and I think that maybe Kansas City is back on track offensively. And Dallas' secondary can have some problems.
Yeah.
So I think we'll see a good old-fashioned, we're going to be in the 30s with both the teams.
We haven't heard from Diggs nearly as much as we did earlier in the season.
An interception last week, though.
Yeah, but he's
8 now.
He's also, yeah, he's hitter. He's, you know, he's risk of reward. He's risk of
reward.
That's
the dirty little secret is he gives up some big plays that go the other way. And Cowboy fans will be quick to tell you, hey, we love all the stuff that he does, but it's not all roses with him. For people who don't watch the Cowboys religiously, and I don't watch them religiously, you get all excited about the numbers you see, and then Cowboy fans would be like, yeah, if you watch him all the time, he taketh, but he giveth too.
He giveth away. At 928 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, is it a good sign when 9-10 games into your tenure as a head coach, the athletic director comes out with a statement of support? Is that a good sign? We will get to it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm on my bookie right now, and that's where I was finding all these lines that we were just talking about, as a matter of fact. Your Texans are plus 10. I would take the other side. But that's just me. All I'm saying is if you want to bet, win, get paid, and that's the most important thing about a bookie is are you going to get paid? The second most important thing is, holy crap, this bookie will actually give you double your play. Now, what bookie does that where you bet, if you bet $1,000, they'll actually, if you deposit $1,000, they'll actually give you $2,000 worth of play? That's unbelievable. But that's what has happened at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. If you're looking for the best way to win and get paid and matching your deposit of up to $1,000, doesn't matter if you were never a client, been a client, our client, whatever it is, everybody, they will match up to $1,000 right now. It's the best site to play on. You're looking for the best way to win and get paid and just have some good, clean fun for the whole family. It's mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. You know what I want to talk about? Aqueduct Plumbing. And so do you, John. We want to talk about the company who basically we put our names on because they're trustworthy. And with plumbing, that's something you really need to know, that you'll have somebody who's not going to take you for a ride. But, I mean, the list of services, you know, plumbers do gas rerouting. They do new construction. They do remodel work. A lot of construction companies are going to have, you know, they basically have subcontractors, and Aqueduct Plumbing is going to be the subcontractor. They don't have subcontractors. They are the company. So when it comes to the one-day repipe underneath your home, when it comes to the tankless water heaters, when it comes to taking care of some of the work that needs to be done for your remodel, that's the company that we prefer, and that's the company that we endorse, the Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
That's absolutely right. I love what they do. And you know, it's the most important thing about getting a plumber to your house is that you can trust them, is that they're going to come there and they're going to give you an honest bid, that they're going to do the work that they say they're going to do, because you don't know anything about plumbing. You have no idea. We're repiping, all of the stuff that they have to do. It's unbelievable. But you can, these are people that you can trust. They've been in business for so long here. Billy and his sister are great, great people. I'm telling you, they'll come to your house absolutely free, and they're going to give you that estimate that is right on. Anything that you need to do plumbing-wise, just all you have to do is remember The Bench. TheBenchPlumbing.com, TheBenchPlumbing.com.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So things aren't going great. I don't know if you heard, but things are not going great for Sark at the University of Texas. And after losing at home to Kansas, it seems like the I don't know. Do you get the feeling that people are already clamoring? Do you think?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I don't. Too bad. You gotta let it play out. It's just part of the necessary growing pains. Mm. I think he'll get 2 years for sure. If this, the only way he doesn't get more than 2 years, this would have to be an abject disaster. Charlie Strong, Tom Herman, they got more time. I think Charlie got 3 years, but the thing is, he came in with much fanfare. There's been embarrassing games and embarrassing non-football situations, at least, you know, what happened on the field. But at the same time, you got to give Sark a chance to prove himself. We know he's a great play caller. We don't know if he's a good head coach. We know he's a great play caller in general with what he's done with, certainly with, you know, with a Lamborghini engine at Alabama. But yeah, I do think Longhorn fans are, to them, he's just, you know, his teams are an embarrassment. And as far as they're concerned, by next year, they'll want him out. But the thing is, you got to kind of stick with it and see what happens from the standpoint of getting the right guys in there. Now, Texas has been saying that for a long time with Herman, with Charlie Strong. We got to get out the bad apples and get our guys in here. And once we have that, we'll change culture. Well, now they're saying it again, you know, with Steve Sarkisian. But you hired him. You gave him money. You got to see what we can do.
Yep.
You can't. Rome isn't built in a day.
So this is what Chris Del Conte put out in a newsletter to University of Texas people. Coach Sark is building a culture. He has a tremendous group of coaches with him, and we are providing every ounce of support we can muster to help them redirect our program. We have a group of coaches who are proven and have a wealth of experience. They have all succeeded at the highest level. They will help us do that here, too. The guys are fighting their butts off on the field, and we have a really good group of student-athletes giving it all they have. It's kind of baloney, what he's saying.
Yeah.
But
no, okay. I don't.
Yeah. We've been dealt a tough hand with more injuries to players this week. Two young men who are among the best in the Big 12 at their positions, Bijan Robinson and Josh Thompson, are out. We know we're up against even more challenges, and you're going through a difficult stretch. That being said, our Texas fight and resolve never wavers.
Listen.
You know what this means? Man, 10 games in, and I got to write a letter to
the writing
fans.
Letters to the fans and to the money people. If I ask you to come up with one word for Steve Sarkisian, what would it be?
It would be, what is the U.S.? Fight on!
Mine is extraordinary.
Good morning to you, Coach Sarkisian.
Good morning.
Coach, a couple years ago, one of my good friends and I were faced with a massive problem we couldn't solve. And in his wisdom, he said, you know, at this point, we need to stop and ask ourselves, what would an extraordinary person do in this situation? And this resonated with me the whole weekend. And I realized that of all the coaches who could be standing at that podium right now in your shoes, you are that extraordinary person.
Okay, you can pause right
there.
You
have a team.
You hear it? It was right there. You are. You are the extraordinary person. Well, actually, keep going where he says, we've got coaches who are, what does he say? It's an abject fact that we have coaches that are the most incredible coaches. Here, listen to this.
You have a team of what I call coaching juggernauts. This is not only my opinion, this is a fact. I don't think anyone could dispute this.
Yeah, that's
extraordinary.
Instead of WWJD, Tyler said, what would extraordinary people do? It's technically, because it's a hyphenated word, do you make it EOPD or do you just make it EPD?
It's extraordinary. I don't know that.
I think it's a hyphenated extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
I like to say extraordinary. That guy wanted to make a point of saying extraordinary, and you are that person. So when I think of Sark, I think, okay, yeah, extraordinary person. Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's the same. Me and that other guy, when we talk to our friends, they all say the same thing.
That's right.
my Longhorn wife, and Chris Solis is a Longhorn. I don't know that right now extraordinary is the word that they're using to describe the Longhorns and Steve Sarkisian. It's what I see from the outside looking in with an unbiased opinion. Yeah, you can't see through the five straight losses, including an embarrassing loss to Kansas with a walk-on getting his first rep who catches a two-point conversion to beat you. But I can put all that aside and say, you know what? Sift through all that. Chaff and the wheat, right? Oh, boom. There we are. Extraordinary.
Texas.
Extraordinary.
Texas.
Good day, sir!
Texas fans are like the fat guy standing in front of the microwave screaming, hurry up! And I do that all the time. So, I mean, why is this taking so long?
Watch pot never boils. What about this move? Do you do this move? Turn the water on and immediately start doing your hand underneath the water, trying to make it get hotter faster?
Yes.
Why?
Stir it. Because if you stir it, it makes the molecules go faster.
Your hand underneath the running water of a faucet.
Oh, no. I'm talking about with a pot, you're trying to boil water, you stir it. That makes sense.
No, it makes no sense. I want to sit still so the molecules can heat up faster.
Perfect sense.
Now, you know what does work? You have a glass full of ice, doing your ice around in a circle.
Yeah.
That melts the ice faster. It makes things colder faster. That's true. That works.
Yeah, because if the molecules start banging into each other.
But moving your hand underneath.
They heat stuff up.
Yeah, moving your hand underneath. A water faucet does not make it get hotter faster. No, I've been doing it my whole life. But
you feel it to see if it is hot yet. It's not trying to make it hot.
Instantly going to melt your skin off. You don't need to move your hand around.
No, yeah, but I'm in a hurry. Let's go. Let's move. Let's move on this thing, all right? I need my water hot.
Why are we talking about Sarkisian? Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
They get the ADs having to write letters already.
Right. Texas was not, just for your information, Texas was not in the top 25 of the college football playoff, top 25.
Not in the college football playoffs, no.
No.
You mean this week?
Yeah.
Or last week.
Or AP or coaches poll for some reason.
Haven't made it in there yet this year.
Not this year. But University of Houston is in. And, oh, by the way, we gave away the tickets already, right? We already gave away the tickets, but we have got a game on Friday night. And I know who's going to be there. Jeff Aronoff is going to be there. You know why Jeff Aronoff? Because he's a big supporter of the program. He really is. He didn't even go to U of A. I don't even know if he went to college. You know what? I don't even know if he went to college. No one knows that. No one can know that. But Jeff Aronoff, I tell you what he does do. Jeff Aronoff is going to fix up your stuff. Jeff Aronoff is going to make your house more valuable. Jeff Aronoff is going to make that room look really, really nice with brick or stone or marble or granite or whatever it is. And he does this every day. And, by the way, you don't know what you want to do with that kitchen, that dining room, with that bathroom, with the den, whatever it is. You don't, that outdoor kitchen, you don't know what you want to do. Jeff Aronoff does, because he's been there, done that. He does it all the time. You're looking for the best way to improve the value of that home or business. And, by the way, if you got a business and you haven't done anything of late, come on, let's pick it up. People ain't coming to your place if it's old and gross. Okay, so make Jeff Aronoff make it better. Improve the value. All you got to do is call him, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
1-877, call. No, that's not what we're doing. We're not doing that song, okay? We're not doing Earworms today. But I will tell you, the Cars for Kids, I can make one up. I can make a different song up. Whatever it takes to get you to remember the Cars for Kids .org is the website that you want to go to so that you get the vehicle that you are, or that you can give them the vehicle that they will use to help make a difference in a young person's life. They work with the Houston Can Academy, and the Houston Can Academy is doing a great job of helping younger people in high school who struggle for a variety of reasons to get that education or to get that diploma. They help to remove some of those barriers and make it a reality. What you can do is donate your car, your truck, your motorcycle, whether it's running or not. They'll come out there, they'll haul it off, and you get a tax write-off. And you get a write-off the car and not the kid. And when you mention you heard about it on ESPN, they'll give you a $50 Visa gift card. Carsforkids.org. Make sure that you visit the site today, carsforkids.org.
The Kings are on the air.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 9:47, News of the Weird, coming your way right here. There is a small Danish town that has a beachfront in its town, Lance. They spent $150,000 to clean up their beach. $150,000, 1 month. It was a big cleanup, 1 month. And they cleaned up all the trash off their beach.
What do we have? What are you about to hit me with?
You know where they dumped the trash?
That's not going to be. You're not gonna say water.
Into the ocean.
You know what?
I don't know if they realize that.
John, how much do you know about the New Deal? FDR's the New Deal.
That was way back.
It was a while back.
33.
Yeah, it was a while back. Yeah. They had something in that, a program called, where people just called it boondoggling, where basically you're getting people paid for just doing busy work. Like, hey, I'm going to put bricks in this wheelbarrow and move them over there.
Okay.
You're going to get paid. This would appear to be a boondoggle, where you pick up trash and you throw it back in the water. And then guess what you do in a year? 150 G's, pick it up. That sounds like it's a mafia setup.
You think that's waste management? What you do? That's Danish waste management.
Does that not sound like something?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. We're going to get paid on both ends. We go do the cleanup, then we dump it in. Boom. We're busy all the time.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, this DoorDash driver had to go. Got to go. DoorDash driver in Brentwood, Southern California, apparently was seen on surveillance video in a residential building lobby. There was a garbage can there. And
I know how this one ends.
The DoorDash driver came in, dropped a deuce in the trash, and delivered the food.
Who hasn't done that before?
Well, you did that in a big popcorn box.
It's safe.
But hopefully wasn't this DoorDash driver wasn't as wasted as you were.
Hopefully he didn't have 10 Cuba Libres.
Right.
Never had a Cuba Libre since then.
And that's it. That's your last Cuba Libre.
I don't want to smell rum with Coke and lime ever again in my life.
Do you think that you should, if you're a DoorDash driver, just pick up your skirt and drop a deuce?
Oh, is female?
Yeah.
I mean, look. What if she has irritable bowel syndrome? Do you want it in your grass or on the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather have it? Oh, I'm thinking about.
Just move on to the next one, because now I'm starting to think about that other thing.
In New Zealand, a woman called the police department, and she told them that she was being held hostage at her home by a possum. Is there any chance that she told New Zealand police, I'm being held by a possum? Hey, possums are scary now.
Well, a possum
is if a possum's sitting outside your door,
it is scary. Possums are scary.
They're scary.
Have you ever seen a possum? They're afraid of you.
Yeah.
And when you get near them, they'll lay down. Have you ever seen? I've seen a possum hiss. First of all, they're the ugliest, scariest looking creatures. And when they walk across your yard or even your fence,
mm-hmm.
You ever got like, yeah, no. they'll play no, dead and all that stuff, but they'll also give you a
yeah. No.
They'll give you that too. You jumped a little bit.
No, I don't like it. No,
I hate possums.
Hey, we had them. And Scott McGrath had to come. Scott McGrath came to our house. We had a whole family.
This isn't news of the weird. This is news of the reasonable.
Yes.
I could see where if a possum was like standing there and kept hissing at you. What are you going to do about it?
Outside your door, you only got one door. How are you going to leave?
Yeah, no, I'm just like, yeah, you know what? You probably,
yeah.
Possums are scary.
I'm calling the cops.
Possums are scary.
Scott McGrath. Yeah, he came to my house and got rid of them. I don't know what he did with them.
If you saw a video of somebody walking.
Threw him in the ocean. I don't know.
If you saw, that's fine, drown. Yeah. But if you saw a video of somebody walking and a possum jumping off a tree on top of the back of somebody, wouldn't it terrify you from walking under trees ever?
Yes.
Possums are legitimately terrifying.
Yes.
Just their faces. They look like death bringers.
Nutria. They look like, yeah.
Not fans of any of those.
No, rats,
those
none of them. They're all rats. A Florida woman pulled over early yesterday. She was driving erratically. Police thought that she was driving drunk. What do you think her defense was?
Something to do with demons?
No, she was eating an egg roll.
Too hot?
Well, you know what? Sometimes egg rolls can be hot. If you get them right away out of there.
And now.
Yeah.
Two things. Egg rolls can be extraordinarily hot. Obviously, Hot Pockets. We've heard Jim Gaffigan do the whole comedy routine with that. But also pizza. You bite a hot pizza and it gets on the roof of your mouth. I could see where you would be all over the roadways. Yeah, that would make sense.
A hot egg roll is a great try. However, they did find that she was well over the legal limit and she had drugs as well.
Yeah. So. And probably the egg roll, but the egg roll wasn't really what did it.
Right. No.
I'll bet she did have an egg roll.
She might, if there was an egg roll in the car at the time.
Oh, no. Somebody just sent a
Is Paul Rudd video. Now official? Can you believe anything that Paul Rudd says anymore?
Why?
Well, apparently there's a new book out that reveals that he told Steve Carell that The Office was a bad idea. I can't trust him.
Wait.
He was auditioning for the American version of The Office when Steve
Whenever it was going on.
Yeah.
Well, what role?
No. When Steve Carell told Paul Rudd he was auditioning for the American version of The Office based on the British comedy.
You know what?
Don't do it. Bad move. I mean, it's never going to do good in America.
I could see that because you don't want to try to copy David Brent. You didn't want to copy, what's his name? Not David Brent.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. I could see where somebody might have thought that at the time. And after the first year, when they tried to copy it, it wasn't good. The Office in year one, not nearly as good as when they just become themselves and they have their own writers and they're not copying everything else.
I don't remember the first year. But it turned out to be.
You'll be shocked.
It turned out to be a pretty.
Somewhere along the line, the actor.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell got more hair.
Yeah. That's fine. Maybe you saw Doc Linville.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Somewhere along the line, it's because year one, he's way different. He lost weight. He trimmed down. He's like a different Michael More Scott. Hair. Completely looks different than year one. But do you know people think Paul Rudd basically never ages, right? Paul Rudd looks the same now as when he was 30 years old.
Yeah, but he's the
Paul
to me
Rudd
now.
Was named sexiest man on the planet or whatever.
Paul Rudd.
Who wants to smash Paul Rudd? I mean, he's a good dude. Like I'd hang out with Paul Rudd.
Yeah,
he seems like one of the most reasonable, nice guys in the world,
and funny too.
Sexy?
He's a little funny too.
Get out of here. There's no bad boy to Paul Rudd.
No. How are you gonna have sexiest man alive?
You know who I want to get with? Paul Rudd said nobody
no one
ever,
ever, ever.
Ask Wendy.
No, she likes the.
I know, Amato. You mean the drug dealer in Narcos?
Well,
of course she does.
She thinks
she likes the guy who
he
this
looks
is
like
40.
He's a Granado. That's why. She
oh, is that, it, oh yeah. that what she's saying? Yeah. Ask her if she likes the drug, not the drug dealer, the guy sitting on a toilet from This Is 40 looking at an iPad. That Paul Rudd. No.
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 That's dumb. All right, 9:55, we're done. I'll tell you what isn't done. It's Cougs football. People. It's out there Friday night. We want you to go. It's going to be a big game. Let's go. The ticket started just $20. We got to fill the place up. We got to show that we have one decent football. We have a really good football team in this town. All right? Are you kidding me? You would rather spend 3 or 4 times as much to go see that crap product on Kirby as opposed to an affordable night out for the whole. You can actually take your kids to a Cougs game. You can actually afford Lance, his gaggle of children. He could take them all, okay, and afford it. And with all of the, listen, they got everything there. They got all the entertainment you could possibly want. And here's the deal. You got good football. This is a great place. If you can't afford to take your kids or if anybody out, this is the best way to do it. You're going to see a great football team, and you're going to get there affordably. All at uhcougars.com, 713-GO-COUGS, uhcougars.com. Because we're going to be legends.
Going to get their attention. Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Move over your sound.
Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports.